To those who haven't heard Loose Thread before, what do you sound like?
Good original rock music with big choruses, lots of harmonies, strong melodies. Basically it in a nutshell, I think.
Right, someone once said we sounded like Honeycrack as well, but yeah, they were wrong, right? Don't know who that was. Some tosser.
Okay. Not a lot I could say to that. That leads on quite nicely to my next question, actually. A lot of musicians hate being compared to other artists. Ah. How do you feel about this?
Kev doesn't like it very much.
It depends who they compare us to, I think, really. I mean, people always said I sound like Bon Jovi when I sing, which is
Bon Jovi.
Never something I've liked.
American accents and leather trousers.
None of us own a pair of leather trousers.
We just got a really bad review once that's kind of stayed with us. Interesting to find out what people think, I think, in a way. But again, everything's open to somebody else's interpretation, I guess.
Your debut release was a split album with Rap Daddy. Was this something you wanted, or would you have preferred a Loose Thread solo release?
Well, at the time, it was, you know, best get anything, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we weren't, you know, out of the blue. Tony got in touch with us, didn't he? Mm. And, I think it's better for us to be on a split album, to tell you the truth.
Yes.
Get us more exposure.
Yeah, it helps out a lot.
Yeah.
Opens up to a whole new crowd of people. Audience, so, yeah.
Oh, we all love Rap Daddy. And it's worked out really well. It couldn't have been a better band, really.
No.
I mean, we fit really well musically together, and we get on really well. So it's obviously an enjoyable experience.
What's your favourite track on the album?
Rehab.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our track, I don't know.
Holding On.
Yeah, Holding On, yeah. Probably Holding On.
Star Maker.
Randomly throwing it.
All of them, yeah. Everything.
Cool. You've just released a stunning new track on the Changes One March EP. When can we expect another release from you guys?
There will be one towards the end of summer.
The Summer Anthem.
The Summer Anthem, which... I don't know if we're allowed to tell you what it is yet.
Yeah.
No. Oh, we are. Mm-hmm. It's something called Goodbye Anyway.
Cool.
And we'll be out on another Changes One EP towards the end of summer.
Well, look forward to that.
When you are writing new material, how much input do you all have?
As much as possible now. I think there was a time when it was, like most bands, there's an area of somebody bringing a song and a band literally playing it. But now I think we all like to and get... We all welcome everybody's input, and
I say
that
no
stands
quite a
for
lot.
All of it.
It's I just say no quite a lot, really. That's how it stands, really.
We want to write music together to sound like Loose Thread. I mean, that's what it is. It's not one bloke and his friends, or it's literally Loose Thread, and it's all of us that make the music.
I think that's the point, isn't it? If one of you's writing the music, then the music you've written before isn't going to be influenced by him, is it?
Mm.
So I think that's part of being in a band, because you're all influenced what you're writing.
Yeah.
Mm. Otherwise, you'd be called Dave and the whatever.
Davettes.
Dave and the Davettes.
That's something I don't want, to be honest. I'd like, I mean, how many times have I brought something in and you've all gone like, that sounds like on a rope, or something like that. But that's the good thing about it. That's what I like, because usually other people's interpretations are better than mine. And it's welcomed.
Mm. Would you describe yourself as one of these workaholic bands?
We love it.
We try to be, but
we try to
we're
be.
Not. We're too lazy. We try.
I don't think we're lazy at all. I think in terms of what we put out, we do a lot.
Mm.
But we're very conscious about whether it's worth doing something. Mm. We'll never turn something down if we think it's worth doing. But in terms of like playing to a local crowd that we've played to like 100 times before, we'll space it out to do it when it's worthwhile doing it, as opposed to do it every weekend, you know. So it's, I don't know, we'll work hard to get the best out of our situation. For this, for example, I mean, we've been planning this for a good sort of 4 months now, this tour, and everything's been building to this, and I think we're going to carry this on till end of August time, and then after that we'll wind down and really get into writing. I think that's really what we want to do.
Where would you like to see yourselves in 10 years time?
On a beach somewhere.
Doing a bigger tour.
Loads of money.
A little bit sunnier than this beach.
doing the same thing. Yeah. Same thing, just a lot higher profile, yeah. I think.
Mm. More people.
More people.
More money. Sabbath proportions.
Metallica proportions.
Yeah, Metallica proportions. Guns N' Roses, ham diced and cubed, and
and singer ramps.
Yeah.
Quality. I mean, when you guys are on stage, you, one of the things that does hit me is you kind of give off a very joyful, happy sort of persona I've never sort of seen in any bands before. Is that deliberate, or does that just come about?
It's not in any way contrived. I think it's quite literally that we like what we're doing.
I think if you can't enjoy doing that, then you're not, you know, you're not really
you're
doing
in it for the wrong reasons, really.
You're doing it for the wrong reason, and you shouldn't be doing it. It's brilliant. Yeah. You know, just get up and play in front of people is brilliant. Mm-hmm. If you don't enjoy it, you shouldn't be doing it.
Definitely. Yeah, that's excellent.
You should be showing it as well.
Okay, if you could pick any song for us to play when this goes out on air tomorrow, what would it be?
What do you reckon?
Open Indigo, I think.
Cool, yeah, we'll do that. Any song by anyone else?
Ooh,
that is a question.
That opens it up quite a bit. Jackson 5.
No. Mr. Window by Arrested Development.
Mr. Wendell.
Mr.
Wendell. Maybe some Queen.
Maybe some Queen.
Some Foo Fighters, maybe.
Foo Fighters, something like that.
How many have
you
got? Yeah,
you've
got a few
out. We've got a whole playlist
for you. Excellent. Well, guys, all the best for the rest of the tour and in the near future. Thank you very much. Right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Now, do we get to swear a lot?